If you want to get your favorite technical news, give the Gizmo Gang a call. Gizmo Sapiens.
Hey, and welcome to Gizmo Sapiens Show 134. I'm Chris, and with me today is...
government, then you got to create a backdoor for the EU, the UK, the United States government brought back to work. Hackers brought back to work.
There's some things that I don't understand about it. So, even with the warrant, the DCMA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which was an incredibly poor decision by our government at the time, back in, right after 9/11, prohibits breaking encryption, including the government. So even, we want to break encryption with the warrant. Okay, fine, but does the DCMA allow that? Now, how much bipartisan support is, we have not been able to get rid of the DCMA by any means. How much bipartisan support are you going to have in trying to even change the DCMA? I just don't see that happening. But then the other issue is the liability issue. So they force, say they force Google and Apple to put a backdoor in their encryption and their security for the government. Hackers get in. They get hundreds of millions of personal information, emails, whatever, from all these people, and they start selling it on the black market. Who's liable? I don't think it should be Apple or Google. It should be the federal government. They mandated that we put a security hole on our own protection. And frankly, I think it's constitutionally wrong because we have a right to privacy as guaranteed by the Constitution. And those devices, those personal devices, are exactly that. So, I'm sorry if it makes it tough on you, but federal government, get a warrant, which gives you access to the device, and then you get your best crackers and hackers to figure out how to break into it. I actually believe in Apple Stan when they told the FBI, we're not going to help you. That's against our agreement with our users. It's a larger standpoint. Did they get anything out of it? I haven't seen any, articles about, it's been thwarted because we broke into this guy's
responsibility to inform the users
that. You know, there is a lot of anonymity just because. Exactly.
The state has been subverted by special interest groups. Yeah, absolutely. But even that's more palatable if the congressman represented the people and this, and the, you know, your individual state. But they don't. Only when it's advantageous to them.
Support the idea of not companies not selling.
that Malora.
Absolutely.
So come back and question if the city of New York is so adamant about privacy implication data, are they going to shut down the closed circuit
television systems? Yeah,
surveillance.
So it's also interesting. In part of this article, the CTIA, which is the industry trade organization who covers wireless carriers, they say they're studying the bill because they made this great comment, and it's a great statement that they put out, which is, crossing state or city lines doesn't change your wireless experience. The laws governing that experience shouldn't change either. And, you know, and again, that goes back, he's just saying in another way that, how are you going to enforce this if you didn't?
Right, you know, no, okay, precisely. Which brings me back to, you know, not that I support the idea of these companies selling my location data.
But yeah, I'm going to put a law on the books, a city law. Now, it might have more impact if it was a state law from the state of New York. You know, but again, it's an unenforced, it would be an almost unenforceable law. Exactly. Delaware. They're incorporated anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Software that correlated crime. video sent through a camera, and then they had a camera company that they already owned, and then they bought another software company, and they took the three together, and they created this surveillance system. And what it was is they sold surveillance to businesses as a service. And it would aggregate all that data to the cloud, and then they sold the cloud data to the local law enforcement with the software packages, and the software packages would let them utilize data out of the cameras, like audio data, some visual data, and they would do things like gunshot detection and analysis. And so the cities were finding out that gun goes off, they can pinpoint it, and they can send units out there to see what it is without anybody calling it in. About 50% of the time, it's a car backfiring down the street. But because a car backfired, there's a flash, it looks like a muzzle flash, the sound is almost the same. So not only are they monitoring everything you're using, and also, now, I will say this. If you're out in the public space, the only right to privacy you have, if somebody wants to take a picture or have video of you, you have no, you're out in the public space. Now, if they wanted to take video of you in your house, yes, you have a right to privacy, or on your property. They don't have a right to surveil your property. It gets sticky because, like, if you have an outside property and it joins an area where they have this surveillance system and they can kind of see what's going on in your property, all of a sudden they're surveilling your property without your consent. And that includes not just video information, that's audio content. And think about, what Big Brother, and we don't know what Big Brother is, but there's quite a few other countries that we consider civilized that are Big Brother states, and they don't like what you're saying, and they hear it. Police might be knocking on your door in an hour, next day, whatever. Yeah. And there is something else that I do want to. So a lot of people, we have freedom of speech in this country, but there are some limits to freedom of speech. And that's why the Secret Service has, part of what they are tasked to do is to follow up on certain violations of freedom of speech. You cannot threaten to do harm to anybody else. That's any individual in the United States. You do so verbally, the police can come to knock on your door. And yes, in the United States, we have a bad habit of saying, I could just kill them. What about the police officers who said about AOC? And one said it on Facebook, and another one liked it, and they both got relieved of their jobs, which was, AOC needs a round, is what they said. Which is not a direct, but, it's an implied threat. But people who threaten the president, or any member of Congress, or any senator, or any, on a public forum, the Secret Service is tasked to follow that up to determine if it is a credible threat. And people who get upset because they say something like that on Facebook, and then the Secret Service knocks on their door with the local sheriff, just be careful. Freedom of speech does not mean that you can, if you are a credible, even if you aren't a credible threat, that is considered a threat against another person, which is a violation of their liberty or the personal rights as guaranteed by the Constitution. It's one of those things that has not been taught well in schools. Because they don't want to teach the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. So I think I'm going to wrap up there. You got any more comments?
No, I do, but we'll save some for laughing.
Okay, well, we want to hear from you, our listeners. You can send us audio, video, text to gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. Check out our website at www.gizmosapiens.com, and we will see you on the digital flip side.
You've been listening to Gizmo Sapiens, a technology and entertainment podcast. You can reach us at our email address at gizmosapiens@gmail.com. That's gizmosapiens@gmail.com. We'd really love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week from the digital flip side.